lot of you readers out there maybe didn't know you were part of a national conspiracy of radicals bent on violence and the destruction of the American way, did you? I sure didn't. Here I was, minding my own business, trying not to get wound up by every tweet my commander-in-chief sends out, a little troubled by that riot in Virginia maybe over taking down that statue of General Bobby E. Lee, but come on, what with the Korea nuke scare and the end of civilization as we know it, what's a small reenactment of the Civil War? Some Nazi nutcase runs down a few folks. Well, who's going to defend him, right? The authorities caught him quick enough. The courts will handle the rest. Call it domestic terrorism. Call it murder one. Call it a sad day in the USA. But nobody in their right mind would cut this guy slack. He is, after all, a Nazi. And nobody likes Nazis. Yeah, except maybe other Nazis. But now I'm learning that those liberals, meaning you and me, don't kid yourself, are just as bad. Extreme violence, inciting mayhem, protesting me thinks a bit too much. Alt-left. Dangerous, radical, menacing, and, well, un-American. Folks who want those statues of the brave white men who fought so valiantly to keep slavery alive in their cotton-picking states taken down along with the Confederate flag flying over state capitals and county courthouses. Just as bad as the Aryan Nation crowd. Just as dangerous as the white supremacists. You didn't know that? Well, ignorance is no excuse. Not these days. Now, I'm like you probably. Sort of confused. But before we run out and lobby for a hug of fascist day, let's just try to calm down, get our priorities straight, and if possible, join the mainstream. Try some daytime TV or binge on Netflix. If you think you're part of the solution, wake up. You're really part of the problem.